212, yeah, yeah, hey, hey.
WJQM, DeForest, Madison. In the
morning. Waking every morning. You are now looking at the best, the elite.
Krista and the Morning Rush.
What's going on, y'all? It's Post Malone.
When you wake up in the morning.
Can't nobody do this the way I do.
A Minnesota driver was driving 199 miles an hour, and his excuse was I had to get to Taco Bell before it closed.
Well, hey, I lived in Minnesota. That's how we roll out there.
On the station that sounds like Madtown, 93.1 Jam.
Good morning and welcome to Krista in the Morning Rush on your Tuesday morning on 93.1 Jams. Of course, today is a big day. The primary ballots are out for you to vote. And Aaron, you said that you've already voted.
Yes, they typically open at 5 o'clock, so I went there right before I came here today.
Very nice. And I didn't see a sticker.
No, I didn't get mine.
You didn't grab the sticker.
I don't get the sticker. I know I don't do it for the sticker, Krista.
A lot of people do, though. They show it off. And so make sure you go on out there and speak your mind and do what you need to do. So it's going to be a beautiful day today. Shady, we have a double dose of the electric chair. I'm sure you're so thrilled about that.
Oh, fun stuff. Yeah, I got it in my car.
Oh, very good.
I had to take it home and do some practicing.
Oh.
You practiced with it on last night?
Oh, you know.
Is it exhilarating? I hope it was with someone else and not just yourself.
No, just sitting there in a room alone, just shocking yourself.
Well, if you let me finish.
Oh, yes, please.
Last night, you know, it's a little bit of a shocking experience. So,
yeah.
You know, yeah.
I took myself
to the next level, if you will.
Oh, very good. Those are some good times right there.
Oh, absolutely.
For sure. Yes, we are very excited about that. Also, we'll be getting you hooked up, of course, onto our Badger bus for Devil's Lake. Can't believe that sucker is almost around the corner.
Oh, absolutely. Yay! August 24th, that's 10 days away. 10 days away, we're going to...
I know, right?
We're going to ditch work, get you on that Badger bus to enjoy some sunshine, nature, all that fun stuff at Devil's Lake.
Mm.
I've never been, so it'll be a good time.
Oh my gosh, you're going to love it. It's
absolutely.
Like the best place ever.
It's so much fun. It's one of the best places in Wisconsin to just go and just like... Oh, just relax.
It's like a sanctuary, seriously.
Mm-hmm. It's like in the middle of nowhere. I'm going to go hiking. It's going to be fun.
By the way, Shady, Aaron just told me some phenomenal news, but horrible news for himself. And what was that, Shady?
My mother is changing gyms to Pinnacle so she can work out with Krista.
That's fun stuff.
I was like, no. I'm like, what are you talking about, really? I said, it's not because of me.
My mama and my sugar mama.
Yep. What are you going to do? Oh, we're just going to chat. We're just going to get, you know, our cardio up.
She's going to show you baby pictures.
Maybe she's just wanting to join so she can see Hans for herself now in person.
Who doesn't?
I mean, that's true. What are you going to do about that? So get ready. We're going to have a great time. Once again, Breaking Bad News is on the way. Anything fun that you two did yesterday?
I hung out with a good friend of mine. I decided to start watching Breaking Bad. I have still not seen it. So I think I got through we got through five episodes.
Oh, wow.
Very good. I'm like you. I never got into the show.
And I did some DJ mixing stuffs, some good stuffs. Did the usual cleaning. How about you, honey? Anything exciting?
I picked up Gia's registration packet.
Oh, yeah. You told me you were super mom yesterday.
I got your
message and you were very excited.
I was very excited. And then, of course, when I got home, her registration packet was in the mail.
Oh, look at that.
Oh,
but what are you going to do?
So sad.
Also, I went to Target and bought a whole bunch of school clothes for her. So some of them I have to bring back. I'm sorry to say, Aaron, your girlfriend was not there.
I know. I haven't been seeing her lately. It's sad.
She might be gone forever.
Where did you go? Girl with the large nose from Target Starbucks. She had a big nose.
I love her.
That's okay. I liked it.
I thought she would be great for you. But I still have yet to say something.
No, it's okay. I'm in too much pain to hit on anyone today. I trained with my trainer yesterday, and it was intense training. So.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Well, I have some Tylenol today.
I will. Thank you.
Very good.
Thank you for offering.
Not a problem. All right, get ready. Tough Love is series coming up next with Chris in the Morning Rush. 93.1 Jams.
You're in her world now.
I'll kiss you on the lips, but only if you want me to vomit after.
It's Tough Love with series.
Oh, my gosh. I think we've all had an experience like that in real life.
Yeah, didn't Drake have that with...
Madonna.
Yeah, Drake had that with Madonna.
Madonna's gross.
She just ate curry, I think.
Oh, I was just saying personally one time that happened to me when I was in my younger years in college.
You vomited in somebody's mouth?
No, the other way around.
Somebody
Thanks,
vomited
Basketball
in your mouth.
House. Yes, thank you, Basketball House.
You went to a frat party?
Yes, I did.
Oh, very
It was called
nice.
The Basketball House.
That's fun.
A lot of things happened there that I've never seen done before.
I didn't say nothing. Yeah. All right. So,
well, my college was so small, Viterbo, we didn't have any of that, so we had to go to UW.
Oh, that's right. The UW La Crosse, that was mine.
Yeah, so.
That's fun stuff.
Yeah, I went to the private school.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
I bet Siri went to a private school.
She probably did.
She went to the school of hard knocks.
She did. 3210931, pick up the phone, ask us a question we will relate to Miss Siri. Text us at 30734, snap us at jams931.
You could also hit us up on the Twitter, 931 Jams, Instagram, and then Friends with Benefits members sign up for free to win free stuff by rating songs. And hit up Siri with all your questions at madtownjams.com.
Mm-hmm. All right, we have a message here from our girl Tiffany, who is a Friends with Benefits member. Siri, my boyfriend dresses like a bum, but he won't let me go shopping with him. How can I spruce up his look? I really would like to do that.
Honestly, it can't be that bad. Otherwise, you wouldn't be with him at all. So I'm guessing it's mostly old-looking clothes or out-of-date fashion. Not like he's wearing Ariana-grade cat ears along with a trash bag as pants. This should be easy to fix. If he doesn't want to go shopping with you or whatever, then you need to take his choice out of the equation. Go shopping without him and buy him some clean jeans that aren't filled with holes. Maybe a shirt or two that has a collar on it. Make him over piece by piece like a bad fashion RoboCop. Or just light all of his current clothes on fire. That would work too.
That works.
I mean, that's what we girls do. I mean, clearly when you're not looking, we go through your closet and get rid of the ones with the holes and the duct tape on the shoulders that are keeping it together.
Is that where my clothes go?
Pretty much, man. I'm pretty much going to say 98% of that is occurring in your
life. But I love Shady's shirt because the cat's flipping you off.
Oh, I love that shirt. If any girl tries to throw that away, you come to me.
It's got a hole.
She's going
in it.
Down.
Mm-hmm. Is it garbage? Are you going to burn it? It's
got no, I don't think that is garbage
whatsoever. I mean, you're my radio
whatsoever.
Wife. Are you going to throw
phenomenal.
Away my clothes?
No.
Oh, okay, that's wonderful.
No, honey.
So,
I'm all, and I'm even about those skinny jeans you wear.
All about the kitties. Mm-hmm. So we got a question over Instagram from Caroline. Says Siri, I just don't know. Oh man, every day I do this. Every
it's
day.
Okay.
Every day. You know what? I need you to remind
right.
me, Krista, because I'm so sorry.
Well,
so
let's
dumb.
Talk about Ian now. He has a question.
Yes, off Facebook, Ian says, Siri, me and my fiance caught food poisoning from a restaurant. I'm so mad, but I don't know what to do. Do you have any ideas? Mm.
Look, I know you must be angry right now, and I don't blame you. There is nothing funny about getting sick and puking your guts out until you start popping blood vessels in your eyes. Actually, that is pretty funny, just not for you. Whatever you do, don't do anything rash. You may want revenge, but trust me, it's better to play the long game here. A little patience goes a long way. Rather than report them to the health department or whatever, you should remember their name when catering the wedding with you and your fiancé. Then once all the guests get sick from their food, bam. That bam. Lawsuit buys you a house or three.
There you go.
Gosh, have you guys ever had that?
I've actually never gotten food poisoning. I've eaten food all over the world from like really horrible restaurants too, but I've just never gotten food poisoning.
So when we were in Chicago, we went to Burrito Palace.
Oh my
gosh! Yes!
That wasn't food poisoning.
It was Burrito Beach, first of all.
Let me tell you.
You were like...
I have never experienced watching someone's...
I was crying. It was so spicy.
Honey, you had tears coming out of your nostrils. You
great.
Were so on fire.
Was it the half bottle of hot sauce you poured on it?
I feel way worse for the cleaning lady at the hotel.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
You poor thing. I think you had to go to the bathroom like maybe three times out of like the 4 hours and we were out.
I think the cleaning lady's name was Aaron. Sorry, Aaron, at the Sheraton Grand Chicago. Mm. That bathroom is destroyed.
Hopefully you left a tip.
No.
Once again, I have chosen my name because I'm a moron, so I will be asking or being asked a question by Shady. If I get this incorrect, then I get to bit buzz.
By the way, we are on Facebook Live, back up with the Mevo.
Hi, Mevo.
So, I don't have Facebook up. I don't. Apparently, according to my app, it's up and working.
Okay.
But anyway,
okay.
Krista, are you ready for your question here?
Oh yeah, I'm ready. Let's do this.
All right. So I was doing a lot of DJ spinning yesterday.
Very
so I decided to find you a nice DJ question on DJing. Are you ready for your question?
I'm ready. I'm trying to see if we're on Facebook Live. Go ahead.
No, we're not. I didn't do it on my phone. So your question today is Avicii. You know Avicii. Do you remember
yes.
Avicii? The famous...
Sadly missed
Avicii. So... Your question today is, Avicii's name comes from a Buddhist term for what? Avicii is a Buddhist term for what?
You got some options there?
No.
That's hilarious.
Peace, love, I mean, harmony.
Peace, love, harmony.
What a Buddhist term.
You know, think of something that Avicii. What do you think Avicii would mean in Buddhist terms? I'll give you three options.
Options would be good.
All right, heaven.
Okay.
Hell. Or dope.
Oh gosh. It's...
I would probably say heaven.
Oh, that's wrong.
I would probably say dope.
Oh, that's also wrong.
It's hell.
There you go.
I meant hell.
That's
okay.
An actually very sad thing to even think of.
Avicii's name comes from a Buddhist term for hell. Because he wanted to raise hell on earth with his music.
Oh.
So it's a beautiful thing. It's a
I miss
pretty
him,
thing.
Though.
It's a happy
we
thing.
We are on Facebook Live, though, by the way. I'm
oh,
looking
we are?
At us right now.
Oh,
yeah.
That's
Hi,
cool.
Hi, everyone.
Oh, that's
okay,
there we
very
go.
Good.
Hi,
All right,
Mevo.
So I totally jacked that up. So now I need to put my amazing dog collar on my neck.
Our song today was requested by Ryan. Thank you for requesting that song, Ryan.
Thanks, Ryan.
All right, I got to make sure that this is tight enough around my neck.
You ain't got any necklaces on to get caught in between now, do you?
No, I just have big like chandelier earrings on. You know how I like my earrings.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Here we go. All right, so what are we at today as far as shockability?
I believe we're at 40% here, Krista.
Okay. All right. Let's get this ready. I'm super stoked. And here we go. I will be singing some Nelly with Just a Dream. I know, right?
Yeah. So pretty.
And it's got like 20 seconds built up.
I was going to say,
but,
this has the longest intro.
No, it's got like 20 seconds still.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah,
yeah.
Girl.
I like, yeah, keep it going. Mm.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, girl.
Oh, yeah. Well, I was thinking about her, thinking about me, thinking about us, what we going to be. Open my eyes, yeah, it was just a dream. Oh, look at this. So I traveled back. Down that road. Oh, okay, got it. All right. Got it.
Traveled down
got
that
it.
Road and
got
you got
it.
Shocked.
Got it. And I got shocked. I do
stuff.
Like this song,
yeah,
by
you
the
did
way.
Very well.
Yeah. So thank you for that. It is just a dream. It's a dream come true to have a dog collar on my neck. I know I've made
it
in my
though?
Career when I have a dog collar on my neck for all to share.
It's always right? a nice thing to know.
You're welcome. All right, another opportunity for that to happen in the 8 o'clock hour with the electric chair. Yeah, that's happening again.
That's happening.
Yeah, it's going to happen to you.
Definitely feel free to snap us songs at Jams 93.1 if you want to hear it.
Hopefully not. All right, here we go. It's Chris in the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams.
I have a problem.
Will I ever know what she went through?
Look at me, son. It's not your fault.
I know.
No, you don't. It's not your fault.
You'd be so proud of him.
All around me are familiar faces.
Oh, I'm sorry. I want a Taco Bell, not Taco Bullshit. When I'm out getting drunk and I need myself some delicious munchies, there's only one place you can go. The Bell. I just wanted to wrap my hands around some nacho fries and my Crunchwrap Supreme, registered trademark. I stumbled down to the Taco Bell with nothing but resolve and a bottle of vodka in my belly. It felt like my date with destiny, all that ground beef and melted cheesy goodness would soon be a part of my life. I wanted to live and enjoy that picante essence. I walked through the door and smelled the quesadillas cooking and the delicious grease in the air. I walked up to the counter and said to the nice man in a raspy, drunken blunder, "Sir, I would like a Crunchwrap Supreme and some of your yummy nacho fries." I sat there anticipating that food and how it would fill me up. Then I heard those magic words, "Order up for a Mr. Shady." I took my food to a quiet corner and took that sweet, succulent bite. The crunch, it was the last happy feeling I would have that night. There was something missing, something essential. Where's the beef? I went to the counter. It must have been a simple mistake. But I was told, "I'm sorry, sir, we're out of beef right now." I broke down into tears. Right there and then, what could I do? I was alone.
Aw, poor Shady. Are you gonna cry?
You had a look of what?
No, sorry. I was just trying to think of Robin. I was like, oh, you're Alcatraz. You're talking about Alcatraz. When he said send him to the rock, I got confused.
Yeah,
I thought you were talking about Dwayne Johnson.
No. So there you have it. Thank you so much for hanging out with us again for a fun show. Beautiful day at that.
Oh, yeah, that's a nice one out there.
What are you guys going to be doing?
Well, I just had my car people call and cancel on me, so I'm going to have
to do
that Thursday.
Oh, you don't have to go to Janesville now? That's okay.
So I'm going to get my license renewed today, I think.
Oh,
because
good.
Remember last time we went, I needed more information, so I think I'm going to...
Yeah. Well, that'll be a dandy.
I'll go do that.
Got to be taken care of.
Yeah.
I got to go visit my doctor.
Very good.
So it's either going to be good news or terrible news. Either way, afterwards, I'm going shoe shopping.
Oh, that's always a fun time.
Yeah,
I would do it.
Just to throw it out there, I've been looking for a gyno. So if anyone wants to recommend one to me, I did try to get an appointment yesterday.
I have.
You have a good gynecologist?
Yeah, Shady knows on who's an expert.
I don't have a good gynecologist, girl, but I'll take a look.
He's an expert in that field.
I'm sorry.
Well, oh god.
I just had to give you that joke.
Oh,
I mean,
it was. Yeah. You guys are. It was whatever.
I mean, Krista, I can tell the difference between your labia minora and your labia majora.
Oh my god, you guys are stupid.
There you go.
Also, want to find. I got to go to a watch place. I got to take a link out of my watch because it's too big. That'll be happening. Don't even try. He's going to do another sound effect.
Oh, that's fine.
He wants to do another sound effect.
I was ready, and then you...
I want you to do it. Oh, my gosh. My watch is so big. I need to get a link taken out.
Yeah.
He's being a jerk now. I actually need a recommendation today.
Yeah.
I'm looking for scents. So if anyone knows a good cologne for men, I've been I've been trying to figure it out.
Go to your local Walgreens. It's called Chaps. It's been around forever.
Get some Chaps or
it's a really good dad smell.
Or I could do the high school locker room Axe body spray.
Oh, that's good stuff, man.
God, you do like terrible. I do. I just, you know, lean over the toilet and splash some toilet water on my face and I'm good to go.
Oh, that's where that's coming from.
You're welcome.
Thank you. I just got a Facebook request for a doctor. Thank you.
Wow, that was fast. Look at that.
That's right, honey. That's right.
That's
Dr. J. Oh my God, it's actually a joke that he's saying, so I'm not going to continue whole Facebook message.
All right.
But thanks, Ryan. I love you. All together. also, I'll be going out and seeing my boy Hans. He is actually on this Friday, of course, for Fit and Fabulous. So if you're looking to get your body into shape, of course, you can ask Hans any single question. He's for free, actually. So that was my gift to you.
Yes.
To share him with you. Wow. Oh, I got people calling now. I'm a little afraid.
Oh gosh.
Let's see.
Is it the gyno or the cologne?
Well, we'll see. 931 Jams. Good morning. Who's this?
Don't forget to go vote. You're saying everything you're going to do today.
I've already voted. Oh yeah, we mentioned that earlier. But yeah, very important to vote.
Oh, absolutely.
All right, I just turned the station on, and so I missed it. Obviously.
Oh, you're cute. Yeah.
Fine. But yes, absolutely. Sure,
it's a good bookend.
Go vote.
Start with that and end with that.
All right. That's good. Aww. Start with the vote, end with the gyno. I mean, it's a fun-filled day. So yeah. No, very, very important. Thank you, love. We appreciate it. Bye, sweetheart.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Cute. So yeah, make sure you go on and vote as well. So thanks to everyone who participated. That would be Shady and myself for the electric chair.
Good times.
Both got shocked.
It's good.
It's always a good time. We appreciate that.
You can check it out on Facebook Live.
On Facebook Live. Yes, you can.
On the Facebooks.
On the Facebooks. Tomorrow, actually, is Celebrity in the House for the Electric Chair. It's all about Cops on the Rooftop with Dunkin' Donuts. So we're excited to have them in studios. We're going to shock them for a good cause. And if you miss out on anything when it comes to our show, what is somebody Facebook Living me now?
Yeah, oh, someone's trying to.
Don't you love that?
Like, somebody's trying to call you on Facebook.
This is what all about. This is live radio.
It's the best thing in the world.
Don't call me when I'm live on the show. But
exactly.
Yeah, if you miss out on a part of our show because you're too busy, like you're voting today, of course, you can find us other ways. Ryan, stop calling me. I'm live on air.
Yeah.
Hilarious.
Just go to madtownjams.com. Check out all the fun stuff we put up there. You can look at Shady's problems. Today was about Taco Bell. He had a negative experience there. So sorry, Shady.
Hopefully, I'll have a better
you
one
sweated
today
a lot.
When I go. Yeah.
That's right.
And you can also download our podcast as well off there or iTunes and Google Play. It's the entirety of our show in 20 minutes. So it's really good for working out at the gym, or just when you're laying in your bed thinking about life.
That's right.
Or also, trying to call Krista.
Don't forget, 5 o'clock today, Mazer has a huge announcement that you do not want to miss out. So enjoy the rest of your day. Go out and vote. Enjoy it. Then in any other possible way, it's knowing that you're done with work. And we will talk to you bright and early tomorrow morning with Krista in the Morning Rush on 931 Jams. Bye.